Reaching room 406, Malco slid his key card in the lock and opened the door. At a glance, he could tell the suite was empty, and his pulse ticked up a notch. Where was Alexandra? Her cell phone and purse lay on the bed, so she had stopped by the room and must be somewhere in the hotel. But where? And with whom? Malco left the room and headed back down the twisting hallway, his footsteps muffled by the blue carpet. Just before he reached the elevator landing, he noticed a husky man walking ahead of him. Even from the back, Malco recognized the stranger who'd gotten off the elevator on the third floor. What was he doing here? When they reached the landing, the man got into the elevator without turning around, leaving Malco to wonder about him. One thing was clear. The man had been following him, but had been surprised when he came back out of the room. Who could he be? Malco immediately thought back to the car that had followed Jana's Bentley when they came out of the Sporting Dete. Bodyguards on her jealous husband's payroll, she'd said. Malco promised himself to steer clear of her. She wasn't attractive enough to be worth risking trouble, and right now he had to find Alexandra. If she wasn't with a man in one of the Hôtel de Paris' hundreds of rooms, she could only be at the bar. Alain Ducasse's restaurant, Le Louis Cannes, was closed, and it wouldn't be like Alexandra to waste her time in the shopping gallery. Malco quickly scanned the lobby, whose vast marble floor made it feel almost like a cathedral. A dozen gorgeous Eastern European women sat along a table on the left, on the lookout for clients entering the hotel alone. Their eyes lit up when Malco passed, but he ignored them and stepped into the Bar Americain, where a band was playing an insipid jazz tune. There weren't many customers, but Malco's heart skipped a beat when he spotted Alexandra's cobalt blue dress in the back of the room. His fiancée was sitting with the Ponikows and Jana's husband around a bottle of Tétanger champagne in a crystal ice bucket. There was no sign of Jana. Alexandra greeted Malco with an ironic sally.
So, did you win?
I didn't gamble, he said.
Isn't Jana with you? We came back together a few minutes ago.
She must have gone to bed, said Krenkov. Did she come out ahead, at least? I'm surprised she wanted to gamble. She hates casinos.
Though he didn't let it show, Malco was surprised. The outgoing Russian blonde had fooled him. The only reason for her sudden urge to play her favourite number was to be alone with him. Jana's newfound passion was assuming unexpected proportions.